I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 31st, 2019. SUSE has announced that their enterprise Linux offering is now available for Oracle's Cloud. In a statement, SUSE said, "Collaboration with Oracle Cloud Infrastructure allows us to meet growing customer demand for the agility and cost benefits of cloud-based business-critical applications. Through a bring-your-own subscription arrangement, SUSE customers will be able to transfer existing subscriptions to Oracle Cloud Infrastructure in order to deploy new workloads, or migrate existing workloads from the data center up to the cloud. Customized images are already available for many of the leading cloud providers." OpenSUSE has announced that on November 30th of this year, OpenSUSE Leap 15.0 will reach its end of support after 1.5 years of lifetime. If you're not familiar, Leap is the more conservative fixed-release distribution of OpenSUSE and shares a base with SUSE's Enterprise Linux. After November 30th, no further maintenance or security updates will be forthcoming, and it's recommended for OpenSUSE Leap users to upgrade to the current release, version 15.1, as soon as possible. Good news for existing and aspiring Vulkan developers today, as the Kronos Group has launched a new collection of official Vulkan samples. Dubbed the Vulkan Unified Samples Repository, it aims to make it easier for new and existing Vulkan developers to dive into quality open-source code samples. The move comes after the Vulkan Working Group discovered that while there were many useful and high-quality samples already available online, they were sometimes difficult to locate and were not all in one central location. The new collection of Kronos reviewed code features samples from the likes of ARM, Samsung, NVIDIA, and well-known contributor Sasha Williams. And in a possibly spooky final note today, Google's AlphaStar AI has beat all but the very best humans at StarCraft II. The artificial intelligence from Google's DeepMind firm achieved a Grandmaster rating after it was unleashed on the game's European servers this summer, placing within the top 0.15% of the region's 90,000 players. DeepMind has previously built world-leading AIs that play chess and Go, but targeted StarCraft II as its next benchmark because of the game's strategic complexity and rapid pace. AlphaStar was first pitted against high-level players back in December 2018, but at the time, critics asserted that these demonstration matches weren't a fair fight because AlphaStar was using superhuman speed and precision. So this time around, before the team let AlphaStar out of the lab, they restricted the AI's reflexes and forced it to use the same interface humans do, all in an effort to make it a fairer contest. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/39. And happy Halloween.